This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finishing up what I was trying to say earlier, I've been hysterical about what's happening with the globalist takeover for 23 years or so, 20 years on air. And people have genuinely heard the concern, seen the information, because it is hysteria meets facts. And so we get people interested, they look at the facts, they find out we're telling the truth, they say, then what do we do about it? Well, I'm just here trying to warn the public so we can figure out what to do. But we are really faced with a scientific takeover. But there's 7.5 billion of us. If we just collectively wake up to the globalist takeover, the conspiracy theory that doesn't exist, and we admit it exists, and then start changing our worldview around battling that, we win. It'd be like the pod people taking over. And then the doctor runs over to warn a family, and it's a bunch of feminists, and they go, we don't want to listen to you. You're a man, and aliens are taking over. Or a white guy, you know, a black guy runs over to a bunch of white people and says, help me, help me. You know, there's criminals coming over the hill, and they're like, shut up. We're white. We don't listen to you. I mean, it's the same stupid mindlessness. It's pointless. And the globalist argument is the public is stupid and deserves this, and that we are just a bunch of useless eaters that won't stand up for ourselves, and so we deserve to be poisoned, dumbed down, and basically expunged from history to save the earth. And that's the argument? That's the excuse for total takeover? And if you don't stand up and say no, the globalists consider you meat on the table. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just had a quick, two quick points that I wanted to bring up. I was in the service for 9 years. I was on active duty for 9 years in the Navy. And while I was in, I've been out for about 15 years now, more than 15 years. But they had me give a sample. They had everybody within our group, or our duty station, I should say. Everybody there, there's probably 150 people. They had everybody give a sample, a tissue sample, a blood sample, and a saliva sample, all from the different parts of our body. They told us we had to give them, and if we didn't give them, we were going to be court-martialed. So,
I've seen those reports over the years and heard that from veterans, that they are creating an illegal DNA database of the military. Did you guys ask what it was for at the time?
Actually, I did. I asked, and I was told to shut up and just take it. But the thing that struck me and that I want to mention to you that was the weirdest part of it is when I got out, I remember asking for a copy because you can get a copy of all your medical records, your service records.
And let me guess, that wasn't in there.
Exactly. I asked the lady who worked in the military checkout. I mean, I'm a nobody, but I said, well, where's that little 3x5 card? It had three little black squares on it, and it was a DOD number. Obviously, the card wasn't, had the two-hole punch stamp. The military people know what I'm talking about. But they took the samples, they put each one in one of the little squares, and they covered it with like a clear piece of like packing tape type of a thing. And it wasn't there. And a lady looked at me like I had three heads when I asked her where it was. And she just said, I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about. But it was that incident, and I have one other quick one that's brief, and I just want to tell this for the people out there who don't, you know, think that nothing can be hidden. I was on a ship. I was on a ship for 5 years, and
Hold on, I got to hear this. And by the way, you're a great caller. Your phone's a little bit scratchy, so try to talk right into it. Don't hang up, Steve. I'm going to come back to you. You can tell your other story. Then we'll go to Vani Hari, our guest, the food babe, having a huge effect thanks to our listeners and others taking action on trying to clean up our food. Then Mike in New York, Elizabeth, Gate Keeper, Mesha, and others. Because Lonnie Hari's just with us for 30 minutes, so I'll go to your calls after that. But first, Steve, straight ahead when we come back. Stay with us.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid.
No,
oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
Well, Vani Hari is going to be joining us in about 2 minutes, the author of The Food Babe Way. We are selling the book. It is now just now officially come out. We have it available at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't wait to read the book. I've not had time. It just came in last week. It is a plan, very easy to follow, to lose a lot of weight, look years younger, and get healthy in just 21 days. And I intend to read the book and try to apply as much of it as I can. By that, nobody's perfect. But it's really changed her life following this. And now we've got all these headlines where, you know, she's getting General Mills to do that. She's getting this company to do this. Because the listeners of this show and other programs she goes on the Internet are responding and taking action victory after victory. Food Babe gets General Mills to pull preservatives. General Mills said, again, we go back to the headline, General Mills said BHT was FDA approved. but it wasn't. So that's all coming up with the Food Babe in just a moment. But finishing up, Steve, in Ohio, a Navy veteran, you were saying people that don't think you can cover something up, well, I was on a ship. You started to tell the story. Please tell us that story.
Okay, briefly, I'll make it quick because I know your time constraint. All right, during the first Gulf War, that's when I was in, and my ship was detached to go down to Panama. A lot of people don't remember Panama. There was a coup attempt that went on down there. Anyway, my ship was detached down there, and it was myself, and I, like I said, I'm a nobody, just a regular sailor. Anyhow, I was pulled back there on the back of the ship because I worked on some aviation equipment on our smaller ship. It was I'm not even going to get into the type of ship. Anyway, it's a combatant ship, but it's not a Hilo or normally carries aircraft. But we work with Hilos all the time. And where people talk about this Bin Laden raid and everything and silent helicopter, I can tell you that back in 1991, when we were down in Panama, we had those things land on our ship. And they didn't allow anybody past midships except myself, the flight officer, and the COMO, the communications officer. They only allowed the three of us back there, and they had me back there only because of the landing equipment, because it was a nighttime land. And I can tell you that we were running a dark ship out in the Gulf there. There's two Gulfs on both sides of the Panama Canal. Anyway, we're running dark ship, which you're not supposed to do. Anyway, we landed dark ship. And all I can say is there was nothing there, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. The Hilo come in. I mean, I've been on so many landings. I mean, you can hear the Hilos come in. But there was nothing until this thing was literally on top of us. I looked at the COMO and the flight officer, and I said, what the heck is that? Doors open. All I saw was red lights. Guys out themselves dogged it down to the deck of the ship, and then they shut it down. No sooner did they do that. I mean, we waited there for a period of time. Next thing you know, you saw doors open on both sides. Men jump out, remove their own, unchalk their own Hilo, and then just boom, 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 and it was gone.
When I was about 7, 8 years old, my father and I, driving back from East Texas to Dallas, saw four, I guess that'd be a formation, where there's, four what looked exactly like stealth fighters, but they were painted up kind of silver gray with kind of a green camo pattern on them, flying at about 200 feet off the ground, just right over cornfields. And my dad remembered as a kid seeing what looked like B-2 bombers fly over when he was a little kid back in the 50s. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. I've had private conversations with Buzz Aldrin, second guy to walk on the moon. And he's been on air and said stuff that became international news. In fact, I'm not even going to say what Buzz Aldrin told me. It's just all too I'm just saying the public has no idea what's really going on. And this is 1989, I guess, if it was the Panama invasion, correct?
Yeah, it was 89, 90, that time frame. Now, I can say this. I got in the late 80s. That's when I was in. I signed up when I was 16 early, but I never actually got to go until I was 17. My dad actually had to sign with me when I signed in 16, when I was 16. So I'm in my mid-40s now. But I can say this. There are so many things that military people see and don't even realize, or they do, and they just know nobody will ever believe them when they tell them. I could tell you of one other thing. I'm not going to do it now, but I could tell you off air about the law of threes. And it's not the normal law of threes, the rule of threes that people talk about. And why they taught me it, I do not know. To save my life, I don't know why they told it to me.
Well, listen, Vani Hari's about to be our guest. She leaves at about 40 after. Let me, if you can hold, or I'll call you back. Give us your number. I want you to finish the story, okay?
Okay.
All right, John Harmon, get Steve's number if he wants, or he can hold. And I appreciate Vani Hari holding while I took that call, but that's the type of interesting calls that we get. Here's an example. They declassified in 1989 the stealth bomber, and then a few years later the stealth fighter. And they admitted that it had been in service for about 20 years before it was seen. The SR-71 Blackbird was in service by 1950. They still claim it's the fastest aircraft in the world. It can go like Mach 5, probably even faster. Do you believe a plane in 1950 is still the fastest plane? By the way, it wasn't admitted to be around until the 70s. So I'm telling you, the space program you see is just the front. All of it is a front. There is a huge, 20 times the size of the Manhattan Project. I'm being conservative from the intel I have, space program. I mean, it's just huge. And see, it's a breakaway civilization. They feed us what they want. They put in the water what they want. They give us the media. They tell us Obamacare is free. They tell us GMO isn't bad for us. In every study, it's killing the animals or deforming them. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There's no bad side effects from vaccines. And then it's just a laundry list. It says on the insert, it can kill you, give you diabetes, eat your pancreas. You can read the insert. See, if I can't get people to read the insert, how will I get them to admit the other stuff, like in guinea pig studies, a BT corn, or these GMO potatoes? Joining us is Vonnie Hari. We're selling her book, so you support her, support yourself, and support InfoWars. When you buy it from InfoWarsStore.com, break free from the hidden toxins in your food and lose weight, look years younger, and get healthy in just 21 days. I, for my 41st birthday, giving myself this book, and I'm going to try to read it over the next week, and I'm going to try to put quite a bit of this into action. Because I've already gotten a lot healthier. I want to go the rest of the way. And her testimony and what she's done is really amazing. She's a go-getter. But also look what she's done with activist help. All over the news, they're announcing what the media and food industry won't tell you. That's one headline. I saw one, the food babe, enemy of chemicals, The Atlantic. I saw another one about, all the amazing things she's doing. I've been seeing all these headlines about the big victories she's been having across the board. General Mills just announced they're pulling a bunch of chemicals. So she takes action. She tells the public. It's a smart, good-looking, well-spoken woman showing them the documents. People are listening. They're reacting. And these companies are removing it. So we've reached a tipping point, and she's one focal point in that larger war for health, transparency, and choice. So, Vonnie Hari, thank you so much. And, again, congratulations on another human success story taking action for justice.
Thank you so much for having me here, Alex, and happy early or late birthday. When's your birthday?
It's my birthday today, so I was just,
exactly. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday. I'm so honored to be on your birthday.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Awesome. That is so awesome.
Well, listen, where do you want to go first? All these latest victories that we've been having and then the book?
Yeah, I think it's important. Let's talk about what happened last week. I was absolutely stunned to find out what happened, and it happened so quickly. You know, about a month ago, I started reaching out to General Mills and Kellogg's and asking them about an ingredient they use in their cereals here in the United States, but not in other countries. And that ingredient is called BHT, otherwise known as butylated hydroxytoluene. And it's labeled BHT on the label of different cereals. It's added to the packaging, and its purpose is actually to leach into the food to preserve the food longer so it can stay on shelves up to 18 months at your grocery store. Now, this is a chemical that's been invented just for the food industry to make things preserve longer. They don't add a health benefit to consumers. And actually, the studies show that this chemical is linked to cancer in animal studies and can be an endocrine disruptor. And this is not me saying this. This is scientists that the Environmental Working Group, other medical professionals that have reviewed these studies and data. And the UK actually does not permit this to be in cereals, probably because millions of children are eating cereal for breakfast, and this is not a chemical we want our kids to be eating. So I started reaching out to General Mills and Kellogg's earlier this year to say, hey, you know, I really want to see a change here. I want to see that this chemical be removed. I was asking them, why do you use this chemical in American cereals and not in your UK cereals? And these are the exact same cereals that are being sold, Alex. This is a box of Rice Krispies with BHT here in the United States and a box of Rice Krispies without it in Europe. How is that fair? How is that ethical? It is completely immoral that these companies are allowed to make their products safer for other citizens, and they don't have the moral and ethical obligation to do the same here in the United States. And so when I asked them these questions, they wrote me back a standard reply and said, BHT is safe. It is, you know, it actually has some controversial chemicals. Excuse me. I just need a sip of water here.
Well, while you're getting that sip of water, expanding on this, these are petrochemicals. And they're grandfathered in thousands of them that are sprinkled through processed foods. And quite frankly, we know what's going on. A lot of poisonous chemicals are highly addictive. They also stimulate people to want to even eat more. And that's why they don't want to pull them out, because we're all in a giant petri dish. That's why they don't want to take, I've seen the cases where they're trying to change the name of aspartame, where they're trying to change the name to confuse people of MSG, where they're trying to change all these different names of mercury in the vaccines to confuse the public. So if they can't keep us, not reading the labels, they're just going to change the name. I mean, a great example of that is what? They're now going to change the name of high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, that is really scary that they're just going to take off the high fructose and just, you know, use a different name for it. And I tell you, you know, these food manufacturers are really are going to be held accountable now. The public is waking up. And I tell you, because I received such a misleading message from General Mills and Kellogg's when I reached out to them, you know, I wanted to start a petition. So I launched a petition last Thursday on my blog, foodbabe.com/cereal, to really require these food manufacturers to, finally remove this chemical for Americans. And I tell you, hours afterwards, it was so amazing. After thousands of Facebook posts, thousands of phone calls, thousands of signatures, over 17,000 signatures or something like that in the first few hours, General Mills started tweeting to random people, not me. They won't talk to me, Alex. You know, I try to reach out to these companies ahead of time to ask them questions. I mean, I wish they would really, like, own up and just like engage with consumers, especially me and who's, you know, really leading this army of people out there that's really changing the food industry. And they wouldn't talk to me. So they started tweeting other people saying, you know what, we're going to change it. We've already been in progress to change it, which I thought was really funny, Alex, because this is a standard PR line so that they don't take responsibility for the safety of this chemical, because if they did, they would have some serious legal challenges. I'm telling you, if they admitted that there is a controversy around this chemical, they would be in big, big trouble.
Well, it's simple. Humans aren't supposed to eat processed petrochemicals.
That's right.
I mean, these come out of oil refineries as distillates, as junk that they'd have to process and get rid of. Instead, it gets pumped into the food industry, just like the aluminum industry and the phosphate industry can't use the fluoride, so they get cities to pay to put the fluoride in the water. I mean, it's simply amazing what a scam they've set up. But the good news is, like dominoes, every time you inspire people to sign your petitions and contact these companies, they change, which is a testament to when the public takes action, they get results.
They really do. And it was so amazing, because really taking these two giant cereal manufacturers and asking them to do this, I know if one said they're going to do it, the other one has to, in a way, to even survive. And so Kellogg's, a few hours later, said, okay, we're going to put a team in place to look for natural alternatives. Here's the question I want to ask. Let's just logically use our brains here and use some common sense. If they're already doing this for their cereals overseas, what team needs to be in place to make this change? Can't they just email their colleagues, like send them a basic email, hey, how do you do this, and implement it? It's absolutely ludicrous that even today, millions of children are still eating this BHT chemical. It needs to be out of our food, it needs to be out of our cereals, and we need to demand a timeline from General Mills and Kellogg. So if you're listening to this broadcast, call them at their corporate headquarters, ask them for a timeline. This needs to stop.
And let's expand, though, on the establishment striking back. NPR, this National Petroleum Radio, fake liberal radio in my experience, pro-war fake liberal system, has come out and says, is the food babe a fearmonger? Scientists are speaking. So Europe and everybody else has this banned, and you're just simply saying, list your ingredients, take the stuff out, take the silly putty ingredients out of your chicken McNuggets, McDonald's, and they're freaking out, acting like you're a ten-headed monster, that you would dare do this, but they're really scared that you're having success.
Oh, very, very scared. And it's so interesting. That article was very one-sided. Interviewed the most vocal scientists against me. I mean, these are people, if you go to their Facebook pages and you go to their sites and go to their blogs, every other article sometimes is about me. Why are these people spending so much time writing about me versus trying to help
people? Because they're PR flacks for the chemical companies.
Well, you know, I don't know exactly all of the industry ties, but I do know this, is that I am a regular, everyday person trying to change the food industry and with other
people. No, you're a bad person. We should have growth hormone in the milk. And cigarettes are good for you, too. And the doctors told us back in the 60s they were good for us. I think you're a conspiracy theorist about that. And I think it's wrong to even, you know, want to know if chemicals are in the food. How dare you?
They want to make us feel stupid by saying that you have to be a scientist or nutritionist to know how to eat. My new book, The Food Babe Way, teaches you how you can become your own nutritionist.
Really? I just know if I eat GMO, I don't feel good. I mean, if I eat aspartame, I get a headache, or MSG. I mean, I don't need to be a rocket scientist to know I'm allergic to honeybees because I swell up if I get stung by one. Same thing with MSG. I get a horrible headache for 2 days if I eat it. So I've been staying away from it my whole life. I learned not to eat Doritos when I was a kid because it gave me a headache. Does that make me a bad person?
No, it doesn't, Alex. You're smart. But, like, really, we have to start paying attention to what's in our food, and I want to give people the habits on how to live this lifestyle. You know it's hard to live in this overprocessed world. We're always so busy, going so fast in our lives, and we don't have time to check all the ingredients and do all this legwork and homework, and that's why I want to do it for you.
And here comes a troublemaker like you, having great success getting major beer companies to list what additives they have and getting them to remove them. How dare you want people to have pure, healthy beer? How dare you try to get GMO labeling so people can make their own choices? You are a monster. No one should order your book at InfoWarsStore.com or Amazon or wherever else, The Food Babe. Why don't you tell us about The Food Babe Way, just absolute monstrosity of evil. How do folks get this evil book?
That's what they're saying on Amazon in their one-star reviews. It's really funny. So if you do read this book and you have your hands on it and you get it from either the InfoWars store or somewhere else, please take the time and read and leave an honest review on this book, because this is the book the food industry does not want you to read. Because you know what? I blow the lid off of major restaurant chains. One of my favorite chapters that I wrote was actually about what's in Olive Garden's endless pasta, breadsticks, and salad. What's in the salad dressing ingredients? I couldn't even believe it. This is in this book. This is research. I went undercover. I found out this information so you can protect yourself and your family, and you know, and you can find out what to eat at these places if you find yourself there, and how to eat at any restaurant in America, whether it's a Thai restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, Italian restaurant, or a Japanese restaurant. Just finding the right things to eat in each place with the least amount of toxic load and the least amount of food additives within those substances. And so it's a practical guide. It is a 21-day plan, 21 habits that I taught myself on how to live this lifestyle. I didn't always look like this. I never actually felt like this for a very long part of my life. I was walking around like a zombie, and it wasn't until I started putting these principles into place and habits that allowed me to live this way, live a way where I didn't have to always be on a diet, that I could maintain my ideal weight, that I could actually go and enjoy foods that I love in the right way. And I tell you, it's not about being on a diet. There's a whole section in this book that talks about popular diets, the paleo, the vegan, the vegetarian, the low fat, the low calorie, the gluten-free. And I show you, if you don't follow these principles, you will have pitfalls if you are on one of those diets. And I show you exactly what to look out for, where you can be exposed to some
of
these.
Well, I'm only scanned over your book, but, I mean, as I was saying, I cannot wait to read it because it's got all these graphs, all these documents, all the facts, really easy to follow. How things work, warning about food dyes, artificial, natural flavors. It's got a huge bibliography. I mean, you've really done yeoman's work here. Everyone should get The Food Babe, because here's the bottom line. The fact that they're coming out of the woodwork against you is because the system is striking back. But I'm here to tell the establishment something. The revolution of markets is here. People know how to vote with their dollars, their euros, their yens, their yuans, their rubles, and they're not voting for your GMO poison food. And we have a right to eat the food we want. And so go ahead and try to destroy the food, babe. It'll only make her bigger. We've all got to stick together or hang separate. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. InfoWars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'll tell you, you gotta listen to Alex Jones.
We first aired that like 2 years ago when we interviewed Mike Judge for the TV show. People thought that it was fake. It's just hilarious. No, I'm good friends with Mike Judge. He's a listener, and it just shows he's been a listener for 20 years since I was first on air. It just shows how popular freedom is. I've known Judge for over a decade, but we just in the last few years got him to go on air. I'm going to get him back on air soon. And again, he can be called a liberal, a conservative, whatever. He's just somebody that wants to be free. King of the Hill, all those other big shows. And again, freedom is popular. That's why I just played that intro is to remind people how many prominent, famous people know what's going on and are speaking out about the New World Order, about globalism, about social engineering. And let me tell you, if they can force inoculations in you, if they can lie and say there's no side effects of vaccines, if they can lie and say GMO is safe and effective and there's no problems, it's not true. And then Vonnie Harry, the food babe, comes along. She's smart. She's well-spoken. She's just been doing this particular operation just a few years from my memory, but she's doing it professionally. And so they're coming out of the woodwork against her because she's having victory on every front. Vonnie, how many companies have you gotten to list their ingredients or take known toxins out of their food? I mean, it's the list is huge now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's dozens. It's dozens. And, you know, again, I don't want to take all the credit because the credit, and as you say, Alex, the credit belongs to the people out there that are carrying this message.
But you're the facilitator, the initiator. I mean, you're kicking the ball off is the point. And so you're a focal point, a spokesperson. And so they're going to come after you.
Yes, they are. And you know what's really interesting? I was talking last night. I had my book launch party here in New York City, and it was an amazing night. It was a full crowd and so packed, and I got to meet so many members of the Food Babe Army that are out there fighting for a better food system. And while I was there, you know, someone had asked me a question, like, what can we do if we're a blog or if we're out there, we're trying to support you, what can we do when we encounter these attacks? Because so many people are attacking my personal friends, their Facebook pages, their articles. Even on your site, on InfoWars Facebook page, I saw them attacking me again in there. And so what I
Oh, it's a definite paid campaign, just like they attack anybody that, you know, denies their other propaganda operations. Go ahead.
Well, you know, they're organized and they share things on their pages and they go, look at this, go there now. And so they leave like 16 comments in a row that are all negative saying basically the same thing about me. And you know what? This is not something that I'm going to stay quiet about because for so long, women especially have stayed quiet about being trolled and being cyberbullied and getting death threats and rape threats. And I'm tired of staying quiet about it. And you know what? It needs to stop. And I'm going to be speaking about it even more as it continues to happen.
Absolutely. I mean, take their attacks and show what bullies and scum they are, that we simply want a right to know what's in our food, and they're trying to bully activists and women into submission. The answer is to support you and then to post links to facts backing you up, but then to redouble sending your links and our links and this video out to people not responding to the trolls because they just want to change the subject into a debate about you and how you're bad instead of, hey, look at the documents about what GMO did or look at the success we're having, you know, getting labeling or they are scared of the success. They want to shut the success down and change the subject. So I would advise you folks just put out positive comments and share our information, her information. Don't even respond to the trolls is what I've experienced.
That's right. And I also want people to have enough courage not to be share shamed by these people. You know, one of the things that's really upset me about this movement is there's so many great leaders in this movement that are really bringing the forefront of information. Our friend, Dr. Mercola, the people at Natural News, all of these people, when I share links from some of these sites, people share shame me. They say, why are you doing this? I can't believe you like Dr. Mercola. You know what? I like him because he's not scared to tell the truth when it needs to be told. And he also is, it doesn't mean that I believe everything he believes, and it doesn't mean that you believe everything I believe, Alex, for having me on your show. You are supportive of this message that I'm talking to about today, and I'm supportive of messages.
Sure, what they're trying to do is break up any unity, any groups getting together. They want to keep it left, right. They want to keep it balkanized. They want to set the parameters of who can talk to who because they have tiny audiences. Their coalitions are shrinking. They're losing the war because we have justice on our side.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm tired of the share shaming. So you can use that as a hashtag, share shame, anybody. But let's stop the share shaming because really it is about making sure that we are comfortable and we're courageous and we stand up for the truth no matter what. And I tell you right now, if you're going to share shame me, you're not going to be a member of the Food Babe Army because you know what? The information that I'm going to share and put out there on my Facebook pages and on my blog are meant to help the world, meant to bring a healthier world, and also help reduce the amount of disease rates in this country. Well, what I want to ask my detractors is this. Why do you spend all day attacking me? Why don't you spend some of your time finding something healthy to bring to the world?
Because most of them are paid or part of coalitions that are paid by industry to keep this whole program going on. If we ever demand to see what's in our food, if we ever demand to know what's in the vaccines, if we ever demand to know what's going on with serious issues like pollution, it's game over for the establishment. They want to change the subject to carbon dioxide and tax that, but not worry about GMO or overfishing or nanotech or any of the real threats. And so you're a really sweet person. You're a smart person. How many years have you been doing this?
Less than four.
Okay. Less than four. So you're smart, you're beautiful, you're well-spoken. They're scared of you. And so just some advice from somebody that's been doing this for 20 years, and I can learn a lot from you as well. I would just ignore the detractors, or I would really try to stir them up. I'd go either way, either ignore them or love it and try to stir them up, because any publicity is good publicity. And they're going to lose criticizing somebody that just wants people to have choices and to know what's in their food. Everybody knows we're the most obese, most unhealthy, and that America's circling the toilet bowl. And I hate to use a gross analogy. And so I found being attacked is a badge of courage. These people don't control the narrative anymore. So I just personally, don't let it get to you. Feel good about this, because they have an old saying from bombardiers in World War II and B-17s and other bombers. You don't get flak unless you're over the target. And so they would fly into the flak, even when it was a cloudy day, knowing that that's where the factories were to be bombed. And so the fact that you're getting so much flak, you should be doing cartwheels of joy and doing videos celebrating the fact that they're threatening to rape you, showing how desperate and afraid they are, and then just saying, I'm not afraid of you, we're having victory, and we salute everyone that's taking action. They're scared, and the fact that you're getting that much flack is a real badge, blue ribbon of victory.
And, the thing is I'm not the only person getting it. There are other people in this movement that are getting it. And if you're one of the people listening out there and you're getting it, I want to hear from you, because you know what? I want to help support other people in this industry that are trying to fight for a healthier world. I'm not about censoring my message because I'm scared to share something from someone else that, I might not agree with everything they say, but I agree with some things, and that's what I'm about. And so I just want everyone to know and feel courage when they share our articles and make sure that they know that there are people writing right now really amazing stories. One of the ones that you just linked to earlier in the show was Living Maxwell's article. He encourages the media to start talking to the scientists that are speaking out about these food chemicals. He's listed all the research on the major chemicals that we've discussed on foodbabe.com and all the science behind it. It really, really is interesting when the media decides to only interview the people who are the most vocal and not the people who are the most concerned. And really, there are a lot of concerned scientists about what's happening with these food chemicals, how they've gone largely unregulated, how they've gone from 800 to 10,000 now, and we need to take a step back.
Let's expand on this. Cigarettes, we now know, it's come out in all the court cases. Some of them had over 300 additives. It was designed to addict you. The chemicals were there. Well, obviously, if they're putting hundreds of chemicals in tobacco, it's a drug. It's like crack. It's not classical tobacco. And it all came out that it was a conspiracy. It was premeditated. Well, the very same lawyers that work for big tobacco now work for big GMO and big oil. And there is a program to put this in our food. Nobody else puts up with this. It's killing us, and we're sorry. Killing us is over. We're not going to drink your GMO milk so that our kids are a foot taller than they should be and get cancer when they're 20. We're going to expose the tainted vaccines. We're going to expose fluoride. It's in Harvard studies, brain damaging people. You can put tinfoil hats on us all day. It doesn't work anymore. So that's what it comes down to. Everybody should vote for food safety. Look, they're scared of you because you're smart and a good spokesperson. If your book hits it big, it could be the new jungle, that changes food processing and child welfare. It could be new Uncle Tom's Cabin that changed people's minds about slavery in the North. But it might not be you. It could be some other activist, some other person taking action, or someone that takes things we've done to be successful and duplicates it, or what you've done. They're scared of independent PR people guided by truth and justice, not by corporate money like you and I. So they're scared of our archetype more than they're scared of us. So they want to destroy us so that they discourage other people from ever taking the field.
Yeah, they really do. And you know what? Thank goodness. I don't know where I got all this courage, but and this passion, but I think it's really because of my health story and knowing that I don't want anybody to ever feel like I used to. I want to do whatever I can to prevent that.
Well, I know you have tears in your eyes right now because you're on a good crusade, a healthy crusade. And I just want to say, you should be ashamed having free speech in America and losing all that weight and getting healthy and having all the success getting toxic chemicals out of children's food. You know, how dare people like you, moms mainly, that expose bisphenol A hurting their children, you can now go to Walmart or Target and find plastic and things that don't have it. How dare you people be part of the organic food revolution? How dare people like you be part of local farm revolution that's helping bring back farming in some areas? How dare you engage in free speech? You just need to shut up, and people need to not read your book, The Food Babe Way, at InfoWarsStore.com. I want you to apologize right now. What do you think this is, a free country? How dare you?
That's what they're saying, Alex.
Well, it's because they're good people and you're bad. Listen, seriously, great job, Vani Hari. Hope to talk to you again soon. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
All right, there she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Very nice lady, and they're scared of her. She's very beautiful and very well-spoken, and she's got the truth on her side. And she's another light in the darkness, just one more person that notice we're standing beside and behind. Just like we expect to be defended when we're attacked. But I'll be quite frank with you. I don't want people attacking me in YouTube and InfoWars and CNN and everywhere else from below and above and from all sides to make you run off and defend me, because that's just meant to get you diverted off mission. Get our videos about serious topics out to everybody. Get our articles out. That's what you promote. You don't defend me. I'm here to be attacked. I'm here to be destroyed if need be. Okay? I mean, don't think I don't know that. I'm here, though, to take the flack, and then behind that, we can roll the info in. You understand that? I'm here to say things that I know are true, but said in a way that the enemy will take it like bait and attack. You understand? I'm meant to go in, take enemy fire to show their positions. And then you just roll in behind that and just keep waking people up and taking action. You can see the divide and conquer tactics. Black, 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 white, white, Jew, Jew, Jew. This. Balkanize, balkanize, balkanize everywhere. Man versus woman, on and on and on and on again. Balkanize, balkanize, confuse. That's all the enemy's got. But most people in the system are compartmentalized. Once they hear this broadcast and go, yeah, I don't want to be part of this, it's game over. So, again, I wouldn't even spend, you can defend her if you want or whatever. She's been doing this 4 years. She's smart. I think she should just keep putting scientific facts out and say, I'm glad I'm being attacked. It means I'm having a big effect. Now, I want to go to Mesha, Aaron, Elizabeth, Mike. I'll get to all of you. Mike's up next, but first, Steve. Holding over, we got to combine his call back with the earlier part. Amazing stories about secret helicopters, silent helicopter aircraft. Used to people would see the Night Stalkers out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, flying around the neighborhoods. The media would say it didn't exist. Now they admit all that goes on. But he had another story about the rule of three. So go ahead and tell us what you were told in the Navy. Go ahead.
Okay. Briefly, I'll mention it. The rule of threes, why they taught me this, I have no idea. But most military people talk about the rule of threes, 3 minutes without air, 3 hours without shelter, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food, 3 months without human interaction, and any one of those will kill you. But what they taught me in addition was 3 days to it's very complex. I will say this. It's very extensive, but I'll just mention a couple of them. It's 3 days to establish a perimeter, and I'll just give one example of it. I remember when the Boston bombing went off, I was leaving work, and I heard about it, actually, at work. And when I got home, my wife and I, we rarely watch television, But we were watching TV that night because I was wanted to see what had happened. And as I had seen it, I sat there, and while it was going on, I told my wife about the rule of threes. I told her, I said, they're going to establish a perimeter around Boston within 3 days. And I just sat there and cited it all off, and she looked at me from the other side of the sofa like, who is this guy beside me? And the first rule is this. The first day, the main throughways or travelways are shut down. Freeways, airports, ports of call, and rail. The second day, they shut down secondary escape routes and natural barriers.
That's right. When the major collapse comes or a nuke goes off in a major city and they bring in martial law, you got 3 days to get out of Dodge.
No, you actually have two, because by the third day...
it's shut down, yeah.
Yeah. And there, it goes even more thorough. It talks about, you know, like evasion, predator, prey, like how a deer runs. A deer will run until it's exhausted, whereas a rabbit will return to its home or return wherever. I mean, if you've ever gone hunting, I'm a hillbilly from Ohio. So, I mean, when we go hunting, I mean, different animals react different ways. So you hunt them differently. And most people have lost that skill or have no idea about it. But, I mean, an example would be freeways. The rule of threes goes into three perimeters being set. And if you look on any freeway that you go on, you have a fence on both sides. Whether people realize it or not, most people think they're private fences.
It's all been set up to control everything. Yeah. Listen, you're an interesting fella. I'd like to make contact with you, document who you say you are, and then have you on to talk about those secret aircraft and things. Because a lot of that's now been released and open, but not fully talked about. I'm going to get your name and number if you'd like and get you on the nightly news sometime. Thank you so much. We're going to come back and talk to Mike, Elizabeth, Aaron, Mesha, and others. I'm Alex Jones.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had many YouTube channels and still do. I never thought to call on the Alex Jones channel, but it was back in February 11th, 2008, that a fella out in Oregon decided to create the channel and start posting clips of the show. Dave Thomas is his name. No, he's not the deceased guy from Wendy's. And now, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years later, because 2015 hasn't really elapsed much yet, so that's 4 years, about 6 years ago, we started the Alex Jones channel. 474,454,879 views. Now, if you count all of our other official channels together, it's about 600 million views. Then if you add some major fan channels together, we're talking about, I don't know, what is that? I mean, do the math on that, over a billion views? That's just one platform, YouTube, that's probably 10% of our audience. That's the fact. We are the real media. The old media is collapsing. Brian Williams is just a sign of that. That's why movies and drama shows, cop shows and stuff, that's where the real propaganda's at. And I've told my crew, and myself this included, I haven't really done it yet, we need to focus more on entertainment and analyzing it and propaganda. In sports, the rest of it. Because people know the media is lying, they've tuned out of it. But they're still sitting there being bombarded, watching mainstream news that has been embedded into mainstream media, mainstream entertainment. Mike in New York, speaking of brainwashing, wants to talk about education. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. How are you today?
I'm all right, brother. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about education and debt. I'm in law school right now. I want to just tell you briefly my story. I had to take out a lot of loans just to pay for undergrad, credit cards just to cover costs, you know, stealing from Peter to pay Paul. Ended up graduating with my degree in political science, but after that, it was a struggle because nothing was hiring. So, you know, I had the options of, you know, going to work for a bank, which I obviously didn't want to do. So I had to take low-paying jobs just to, like, get by. So I said, you know, I have to just make some moves here. So I decided to go to law school because it was really my only option. And so the problem is, though, that after I graduate, I'm finding that I'm going to end up having close to $250,000 in student debt. And, you know, this is a big deal because a lot of my friends are the same way. And
well, here's another problem. There's such a mega massive glut of lawyers and other people now that they're now passing laws just to give the lawyers a chance to sue everybody, and it's just destroying the economy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going for different reasons. I'm going for, like, environmental and, you know, trying to actually do some good public interest, public work.
Oh, I'm not saying every lawyer is bad. I mean, the fact we got all these lawyers is an expression of our society, and you certainly need a lawyer to battle the other bad lawyers. So I'm not saying you're bad to want to go into the law, but I hear you. The whole thing's a bubble designed to screw everybody over. Imagine what health care has turned into with government involvement. Now it's going to be expanded under Obamacare. Imagine what health care is going to be like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and the thing is, too, though, is that I'm finding that when people are so in debt, I'm finding that it's a debt slavery that I'm finding myself going to be in, especially looking at the payments that I'm going to have to make. And, you know, it's going to be to the point where I'm
Well, you know what my answer is? That's a conspiracy theory. Whenever I'm challenged with anything that's real or factual, exposing the system, it doesn't exist. Educations are a great deal. They're not overpriced. And football's all that matters. And Obama loves us. And you should turn your guns in. And everything's, you should take all the vaccines, eat all the GMO, and eat all the preservatives. It's good for you. Giving your kid a bunch of preservatives, they act real bad afterwards and get sick? Well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Give your kid a shot, they have a convulsion, you're a conspiracy theorist. In fact, any opinion is racist. We're going to go to break, come back with Elizabeth and others straight ahead in Overdrive. Infowars.com/show to find the free feed. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, on all the affiliates.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Year after year, we watched the threats steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.